The message was, do we get it? Do we get it? You know, Proverbs, Solomon said in Proverbs 4:7, he said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. I've said it before, and I wanted to say it to everyone that's gathered here today, so you get this in your heart and life. The adversary cannot steal what you understand. He can only steal what you're confused about. If you understand something, he can't take it from you because you have understanding. If you even go back to the Garden of Eden when he came up to Eve, what did he say? Did God say? Amen. So what he does, he comes in as the author of confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. God does everything decently and in order. And it's kind of amazing when you even walk in and look at what we have in our world in this four seasons. And today's the start of another season. It's kind of chilly outside. Amen. But every season has a purpose. That God has a plan in everything. He done it so things would be decent and that they would be done in order. And last week, you know, we talked about the three things that we were sharing is getting saved, getting victory, and getting going. But the thought that we want to get in our hearts and minds first off is Romans 10:17. All right? Repeat with me. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, before the word ever comes forth, we want you to understand, and God wants you to understand, faith's going to come by hearing. In other words, you're not going to have to go search for it. You're not going to have to go look for it. You're not going to have to wonder where it's at. It's going to come to you. It's going to come to everybody in the room. How's it going to come? If you're listening. If you're not listening, this faith for what God wants to accomplish in the house today won't come. Because it's going to come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, what God wants to accomplish in this victorious message in our hearts and lives today is going to be done by faith, but we got to allow it to enter in, to hear it, to allow our faith to build up to walk where God wants us to walk and accomplish what he wants us to do. Amen? So are you with me? So turn with me to 2 Timothy, and that was our text, and we'll go back there. This morning, Paul was writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, which was also his student. He's reminding Timothy that Timothy is anointed of God, that he laid his hands on him, he doesn't have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, that he's not to be ashamed of the gospel. All right, he's not to be ashamed. Verse number 9 says, "Who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Now, last week we spoke out of verse 9 and we talked about getting saved. Getting saved, for by grace or the divine fluence of God or the unmerited favor, the charis of God, for by grace we are saved. We received healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Through faith, comes from the Greek word pistis, means trust and reliance in believing on him. By grace, we're saved by faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not anything we did to earn or deserve it. It's a freely given gift. So by grace, we're saved by faith, means that we're justified. You know what that word justified means? It means not guilty. In other words, if I was totally guilty of a crime, and I went before the judge, and the judge hit the gavel and he said, not guilty. And when I stand before God, I was totally guilty. But through the blood and the cleansing of Jesus Christ, I stand before God found innocent. Amen? Found not guilty. So the most and the most important part with this was getting saved. But today I want to talk to you about getting victory. Amen? Amen. How many needs victory in some area of their life? Come on. How many need victory in some area in their life? Because God said everyone in the house needs victory at some level. Amen? And faith is coming. Look at your neighbor and say, faith is coming. Faith is coming. It's coming by hearing God's word. So let's look at verse number 10. He says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Today, with the help of the Lord, I just want to talk to you about getting victory. Amen? About being victorious. So can we lift the word today and make a declaration in the house? Amen? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent your word here to this house to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, remove Carl. Get Carl out of your way. May this vessel be opened up for the Holy Spirit to speak through, to speak to this congregation. And may the words that's come forth out of this mouth build them up, may it edify them, may it exhort them, and may it comfort every hearer in the house. And as you have spoken and you have said to your word, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by your word. As your word goes forth today, every last one of our faiths will increase today. We'll increase to a greater measure. For we ask these things and give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, one thing about God, I always expect God to do the supernatural. Amen. I expect him to do far and above what I, what I was expecting or looking for or even asking him for. We serve a great big God. And one of the things that the Lord wants each and every one of the house to know today, when you were saved, when you gave your heart to Jesus, and you received sozo healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit, that even though you were saved, the adversary did not give up on you. Amen? He ain't finished bugging you yet, okay? That he's going to continue to be a booger, all right? He's going to continue to be a pest. He's always going to be bugging you. He ain't going to let you go, all right? Until that trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ raise and those that are alive are going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air, until we get to that place, we're going to go through some adversity, okay? So, but the Lord wants us to understand some things today of how to be a victor, getting victory in every area of our lives. So to begin this morning, open your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Remember, we got saved. Is everybody saved in the house? Let me see your hands if you're saved. If you don't raise your hand, I'm going to have to come and share the gospel with you. Let me see your hands if you're saved in the house. Okay. So this is speaking to us. Amen? So 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, that word victory comes from the Greek word Nike, which we get Nike. Nike. And that word means means of success. Means of success. Jesus Christ, by faith, is our means of success. He says in this verse, he says, for whatsoever born of God overcometh the world. That word overcome comes from the Greek word nikao. It's spelled the same way, N-I-K-A-O. And this word means conqueror. Amen? So Jesus is the means for us to overcome the world. By what? Even our faith. Faith cometh by, and hearing by. My faith is what? My faith is coming to overcome. Amen? In other words, God wants you to know that everyone in the house, as a child of God, can be an overcomer. Now, when he says to you and I, overcometh the world, well, what does he mean? Look with me in 1 John 2:16. If you're there, say amen. He's talking about the evil of the world. He's not talking about the world. There's only one that really overcomes the world, and his name is Jesus. Remember, I got that picture of he has the whole world. In his hands, he has the whole world. In his hands, he has the whole world. In his hands, he has the whole world in his hands. You know, when I see about that, when I see the Lord, he has overcome the world, okay? And he says to you and I, when we're overcoming the world, we're overcoming the evil that is in the world. We're overcoming the evil. In 1 John 2:16, he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So if we're victors and we're overcomers and we're conquerors, we're overcoming the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's what we have to deal with. Every day you and I have to deal with those three subjects: lust of our flesh, lust of our eyes, and pride of life. You go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. What way did Satan tempt Eve? Lust of the flesh, doesn't that look delicious? Lust of the eyes, it looked really pretty. Pride of life, did God really say that? You're going to be wiser than God. It's the same way that the adversary come to tempt Eve. It's the same way that the adversary is going to come to tempt you and I every day. He's going to tempt us with flesh, feeding our flesh. Our flesh, it may be with food, it may be with sex, it may be with fornication, it may be with pornography, it may be all kinds of sort of things that we feed our flesh. And our portal is our eyes, lust of the eyes. We see things that don't belong to us, and all of a sudden it's, who's God? I can get by with that. And all of a sudden there's the spirit of pride that comes. That's the same way that the adversary came at Jesus. Remember in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and when he went in the water, when he came out of the water, there was a dove that descended from him, representing the Holy Spirit, and there was a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And the Bible says that immediately he was driven into the wilderness, where he fasted for 40 days, and he was tempted by Satan. And in the same way that Satan tempted Eve is the same way that he tempted Jesus when he came out of the wilderness. The tempter came to tempt him with lust of the flesh because he was hungry. He'd been fasting for 40 days. Lust of the eyes, all these things. Pride of life. You bow down and worship me and it all belongs to you. Amen. And that is the same way the adversary's coming in to try to tempt you and I. He's the same. Just as God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the devil is the same also. Amen. He doesn't have any new tricks. He's still going to come in the same way. You know, when I look at that and I look at what God and through Jesus Christ has purchased for you and I at the cross of Calvary, that we have victory over the world. First, look at your neighbor and say, we have victory over the world. Amen. The world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those are the three areas. And it's always going to be in the same fashion. He's always going to come the same way. You know, we always talked about it. You know, the grass seems to always look greener on the other side of the fence, and you step over there and you get dew in your shoe. Yeah. Amen. It's green. It's green because there's a lot of dew in it. Okay. Amen. And that's what the Satan wants you and I. He wants to tempt you in that same area. And God said, hey, we have overcome him because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Amen. Amen. Greater is he. Look at your neighbor and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. In other words, all of a sudden, I've got to get a mindset. Amen. I've got to get it in line with God's word that, hey, man, I'm a victor. Amen. That I'm a victor. Amen. I'm a winner. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror, the Bible says, through Christ Jesus. So when I look at that, I see what God planned. You know, in Luke chapter 10, when Jesus sent the 70 out, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now, he wasn't giving them power to go step on snakes or going to be snake handlers. You got to read the next verse. He says, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." You know, Jesus called the scribes and the Pharisees, he called them a generation of vipers because they were trying to distort doctrine, that they were confusion people. For example, there's groups in this world that are out confusing people. We have the Jehovah Witness that's telling lies, that are only saying there's 144,000 going to heaven. They're a false witness. They're liars. We have universalists that are worshiping the creation and not the creator. They're liars. We have the Wiccan. The wicked that says it's okay, it's all good, but it's all darkness because they're worshiping dark spirits. There's all kinds of darkness in this world, but God, through the power of Jesus Christ, has given you and I the power to tread over those things, to take dominion over those things, that those things are below us. Greater, man, we have to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. We're victors, amen? And when these things come in, if it doesn't align with God's word, it's not him. Amen. And when someone comes in and distorts the truth, a half truth is a lie. It's not a full truth. You know, so as we're looking at this as children of God, we're recognizing that we're Nike. We have the means of success. We're Nikao. We are conquerors through Christ Jesus, that we can overcome everything that the enemy brings our way. Amen. That no matter what comes or whatever comes, the Bible says there's in the book of John and 2 John, they says there's many false witnesses. There are many antichrists out there. Let me say something to you. Some people think, well, I'm going to listen to what they say and then I'm going to hit them with the word. My Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. My Bible says if anybody that takes part of their evil deeds and gives them a right to speak or participated with them in 2 John. Amen. So if somebody comes knocking on my door and trying to bring in a false gospel, I'm not going to let them in my house. Amen. I'm not going to argue with them. If I go out to share the gospel, I'm not arguing with anybody. You know, I'm not called to argue. I'm called to share the good news. Amen. You know, that's why the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 6:16, when Paul was speaking about putting on the armor of God, he said, above all, put on the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. When I think of a fiery dart, I think of something that's going to come unexpectedly. I can't see somebody shooting a fiery dart at me saying, hey, I'm getting ready to shoot a dart at you. When I think of a fiery dart, I think of something that comes suddenly. When I think of a fiery dart, I think of something that's trying to penetrate my heart. When I think of a fiery dart, I think something that's trying to set my soul on fire. And God says, if faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, when I have my shield of faith, it quenches those fiery darts of the wicked. Amen? In other words, if I'm not walking in faith, I'm going to get penetrated. I'm going to get bruised. I'm going to get wounded. I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get defeated because I'm going to find myself in a place of brokenness. And I have to get into a revelation and an understanding that when Jesus Christ said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished, it was done. It was complete. You know, so that shield of faith is so important. What are we talking about? Faith comes by what? And hearing by what? You're hearing God's word, so what? Your faith should be increasing. Listen to me. There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. This isn't to condemn anybody. This is to help us be protected. Amen? How many of you, if you have children in your yard, if you saw a wild dog come in your yard, would you just leave your children and say they can handle themselves? No? You know, so we're to be in a protective mode also. You know, we're to be a protective mode to watch over what God has trusted us with. Amen? And he's trusted us with so much. Amen? We've got so much power that hasn't been unleashed because we haven't got full revelation and understanding of what God purposed for us through his word and what he's purchased for you and I. You know, when the Paul, turn with me to Romans 8 for a moment. Sometimes, have you ever been through, when you're going through something, like you feel like at times you feel like you're all alone? Come on. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know in Romans 8:35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. You know, when you look at conquerors, more than, it comes from the Greek word hupernikao. Hupernikao. And it's spelled hupernikao. And it's pronounced hooper. Hooper. More than. We're more than conquerors to Christ that loved us. And what I'm talking about conquering is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. That is the three areas in which the adversary is going to constantly come in to try to defeat, especially the newborn Christian. Amen? In other words, all of a sudden the adversary wants you to think, look at all the things you can't have or you can't do and not see all the blessings that you have. Amen? Amen? All of a sudden, in other words, we're blessed and we're highly favored of God. He's given us every good thing. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above of the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So God has good things for us. Now the adversary has tainted our minds to think that some of the things of the world are good for us, but all along they're the things that destroy us. They're the things that steal what God has purchased for you and I. Amen? It's also, and when we start feeding our fleshy things, all of a sudden our flesh wins the battle. I think John illustrated it very good on Wednesday night, John Coates, when he was here, about the body, soul, and the spirit, you know, that there's a battle that's going on. Our body and our spirit, man, are totally contrary to one another. They're enmity against one another. They're enemies against one another. There's a constant battle. And whoever you feed the most is one that wins the battle. Amen? Amen? So as we're feeding our spirit and as we're growing as being overcomers, you know, that's why Paul could say when he said, nay, in all these things I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved us. He said, I am persuaded. I'm convinced. I'm determined that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor power nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, when I'm walking in this overcoming life, when I'm walking in this victorious life, when I'm walking in these things, I see the adversary. I see him as a defeated foe. Amen. And if I don't have a revelation of him being defeated, he's going to beat me up. You know, in other words, somewhere along the line, we've got to believe God at his word. You know, and God says all things work together for the good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And no matter what I may be going through, and no matter what it looks like, and no matter what it seems like, I know there's some good coming my way. Amen. Amen. We're to walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. And as we're walking by faith and our faith increases, then we get to see it. You know, it was kind of interesting. I was sharing with somebody this morning. I was sharing with my son some things that took place. God already showed me. He told me things were coming. He shows me things. Half the time, I don't pay attention to them. I should pay attention to them a little bit more. Hello? Is that just me or is it someone else in the house? You know, something happens and he warns you about it happening, but you didn't pay attention to it. You didn't take heed from it. You just shuffled it to the side. Well, okay, you know. And then all of a sudden he comes past and you go to him, Lord, and he says, I told you. Amen? In other words, we're walking as overcomers. You know, we're walking as overcomers. The old man died. When I went to the cross of Calvary, and you went to the cross of Calvary, the old man died. The flesh man is still living. The spirit man became light, but the flesh man is still living. And there's a battle. We got to bring that flesh man under subjection. We got to bring it to the subjection of God's word. Amen? And as we do that, we'll walk in victory. Amen? We'll walk in victory. You know, I've shared with you, I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, but I'm a sore loser. I'm a bad sport. And that's why I record the game. I get too excited to watch it. And if they won, I'll watch it. If they didn't, I could care less. Hey, right? And guess what? I read the end of the book. We're all winners. We're all winners. So now we can play the game. Because we know we win. Amen? Come on, you got to get that in your heart. We know we win. So no matter what we're going through, I read the end of the book. I know we win. So I can go through it. Because I know I'm going to be a winner. I don't know about you. I never like to lose. It's more fun to win. And the devil ain't going to have no fun because he's going to lose. And we're going to win. Hallelujah. That excites me. Excites me. It excites me. I got the DVR. Don't look ahead. Hallelujah. Saw the end of the game. We won. Since we already know we won, why don't we just give him a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Come on now. See, that's the mindset that you and I as children of God have to have. See, if we do not have that mindset, every time the adversary comes in, he's going to take a piece of my faith. And let me say something to you. The adversary is very subtle. He's subtle. He'll come in little by little, little by little, and little by little to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Little by little. But I have to keep reminding myself, man, I read the end of the book. And I thank God that he didn't say revelations at the end of the book you can't read until I come. That he gave us the end of the story. Amen. So you and I, God wants you to know that we're victors. Nike, put a check mark on your head. Amen? Listen to me. Nike says just do it. The Nike, is he did it. We don't have to do it. He is the victor. He already purchased. He already done it. And he's done check mark. Amen? Ah. You know, if you ever had it, when you're taking a test and they're grading your test and they put a check mark when it's right and an X when it's wrong. If you're a child of God, get that check on your mind, on your head there. Amen. And just get it aligned with the with God's word. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The word of God says in verse 3, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself above the, against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, this isn't a natural battle, it's a spiritual battle. Amen? We don't war against the flesh. The spirit wars against the flesh. So we're not going to butt heads with each other. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against darkness, and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we know who our adversary is. And what God says is faith comes by hearing. So faith's coming. You hear me? Faith's coming. Nothing. The things that God is saying to you and I is to increase our faith. Amen? Because guess what? We're going to go through some stuff. But praise God, we're not going through it alone. Not only did he give us a helper, the Holy Ghost, not only did he give us the Word of God, but he gave us brothers and sisters of Christ to encourage us, to stand beside us. He gave us Aaron and hers to help hold our hands up. He didn't call us in this battle by ourselves. He never sends one man to battle himself. He always says, surround yourselves with others. That's why it's so important that we gather together in the house of God, that we're here to encourage one another. Amen. We're to encourage one another. We're to build one another up. We're to comfort one another when we go through trials and tribulations and storms in life. Amen? But God wants you to know that you're an overcomer. You're a conqueror. You're a victor. Not only did he overcome the world, not only did he over... You know, Jesus said this. He said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. So as I'm looking as I'm an overcomer, that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that I'm walking in the spirit, I'm not walking in the flesh, I'm feeding my spirit man by the word of God. And when my spirit man is fed with the word of God, it just increases and increases and increases. Amen. In other words, it can't live without the word. The word can't live without the spirit. The spirit can't live without the word. Amen. Because all that gets fed then is your flesh. But not only are we more than conquerors, weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God first, pulling down strongholds. You know, I remember that. I've had so many strongholds in my life. And I've seen God tear down stronghold after stronghold. Why? By faith. Amen? By faith. By faith, as God's word comes forth by faith. By faith, by faith, by faith. They overcome the addictions that I had picked up over the years. Bad addictions. I was addicted to cocaine. I was addicted to drugs. I was addicted to alcohol. I was addicted to nicotine. I was addicted to bad eating habits. I was addicted to all kinds of different things. And God has just been cleaning house. Amen? Amen. As he takes them and I release them to him and not take them back. Amen. That he will tear down every stronghold. Amen. So anything that's a stronghold in your life, God wants to tear down strongholds. He wants to break strongholds. Amen. Who the Son has made free. We sang about it. It's free indeed. Amen. Because we're victors. We're more than conquerors through Christ. Not only as we defeated all the things in the world, but when Jesus died on the cross and went to the grave, he defeated death too. It was kind of interesting. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I read this thing one time. It says, when death stung Jesus, it stung itself to death. Amen. In other words, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he that believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? In other words, when I accepted Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, my spirit man was given life. My spirit man was dead. Now my spirit man has life. And when I die in the natural, my spirit man is still alive. My spirit will automatically be caught up in heaven to be with the Lord. My spirit man will never see death. It passes from life to life. You may see this body die. You may see this body decay, but I go from life to life. Amen? So as we're looking at this, now see, why would you say that, Pastor? Because we're more than conquerors. We're victors. So no matter what we face, whether it's life or death or principalities or powers or things present or things to come, we know that we've overcome it through Christ Jesus. We've even overcome death and the sentence of death through Jesus Christ. It can't even grip you and I. And it can't grip our relatives and our loved ones when they die in the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, there'll be a celebration in my house. They might be sad that I'm gone, but there's going to be a celebration when I go to be with the Lord. Amen. The only thing they're going to see is, I said, I want the bottom of the casket open. I just want to see my feet. How beautiful are the feet of them. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not even going to have that open. Just joking. Because I'm not there. Amen? Because I'm not there. You know, I want to be like Enoch and walk with God and was not. Amen? I believe that you and I are, we need to get this in our hearts and minds. If faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that we're victors over the things of this world. We're victors over every weapon the enemy forms against us. Not one weapon formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah. God says, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up you shall condemn, because you're the heritage of the Lord. How many? In other words, you walk in power and you walk in authority. He said he gave the 70 power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by shall any means hurt them. Hallelujah. In other words, he said he's overcome the world, and you and I have overcome the world also. Amen. And he wants you to understand that when you're going through that hard time and you feel like you're all alone, nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've been into. God says nothing shall separate you from his love, and that you're more than a conqueror through God that loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Calm down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess I'll just say in closing. In closing, what does God say to you and I through his word today? God wants us to have victory. God wants us to understand and realize that the adversary and those things that he's bringing against you is already a defeated foe. That you have to see past where you're at. Listen to me. Jesus said, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for I am with thee. He didn't say you stay in the valley. He says you walk through the valley. Sometimes there might be a long, drawn-out valley, and sometimes the valley might be short. But God says, keep your eyes upon him. And as you walk through the valley, amen, don't look down, look up. You know, if you keep your eyes looking up, you'll find your way of escape from the valley. if you keep your eyes walled down, you'll keep wandering and wandering and wandering and wandering and wandering and wandering, sort of like the children of Israel did. They took their eyes off of God and put their eye on their circumstance and their situation, and they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years. God wants you to understand something today, that he's already purchased it all for you and I. He gave you and I his very best. Amen? And what God is saying today, no matter what you're overcome with today, no matter what stronghold that's got you today, that God is here to set the captive free. And I believe right now, in the sound of my voice, if you're here and you have something that you need to get behind you in your life, I just want you to stand where you're at right now. You've been going through something, you need victory. You need victory in it. You need to be an overcomer. Don't be afraid. Stand up. Stand up. You've been believing God for something. You've been hoping and you've been holding on for something. And that thing's been bothering you. It's been tormenting you. And God wants to deliver that you out through that thing today. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, you said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, your word has been spoken, Father God. And for each and every one today that's in this house, Father God, give them a revelation that they're more than conquerors through you, Father God. And that thing that's been before them must fall in the name of Jesus. Paul, tell it to go. 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 Father, I thank you. I thank you for delivering me and setting me free. Lord, I thank you for breaking the prison doors. I thank you for shining your light in that dark place of my life. I thank you that all those things that the adversary formed against me will fall to the ground, and not one will accomplish what the adversary sent it to do. Lord, I thank you that I'm called your child and that you know me by name. And I've got a victorious spirit in me today. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. Tell yourself that. Say, I'm a victor. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. Tell, say, Satan, get behind me. You have no place in front of me. I am a child of God, bought by, saved by, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm a royal priesthood. Now just thank God for the deliverance. Give him praise and glory for it. Just give him thanks. Lord's breaking some things in your life right now. He's breaking those things in your life. Father, I pray, Father God, I pray your blessings upon each and every one that is gathered here today. And Father, I thank you for the victory that was purchased for every last one of us. Now, as we leave this place today, Father God, I know the adversary is at the door. And I know he's going to try to put something back on your children that you set free today. We bind him right now with the power and authority of Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now the helmet of salvation to be upon everyone that's in this house. The helmet of salvation that protects their minds in Jesus' name. That your word declares that we're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Father, be with your people. Go with them, Father God. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise upon their lives. Bless them, Father God. Whatever they put their hands to, may it prosper in the name of Jesus. Now give them a desire to come to one of the houses tonight for our home groups as work as you worship or worship as you work. Father God, bring them back to your house Wednesday for Bible study and bless them in this week, Father God. May you bless them in supernatural ways and will never cease to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the Bible says, listen, the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. Confess with your mouth. Give God praise and thanks for what God did in your life. That's called a word of a testimony. Tell somebody. Tell somebody what God lifted off of you today. Amen? Tell somebody what God lifted off of you today. Somebody's been praying for you. Call them up and say, man, God just lifted something off my shoulders today. Something that I was carrying that didn't belong to me. It wasn't mine. The adversary tried to keep it on my shoulders, but it did not belong to me. And God lifted it off of me today because his burden is light. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. He doesn't put too much on us than we can bear. Amen. He will not put more on you than you and I can bear. Just celebrate his goodness and his love and his mercy, and y'all be blessed. Love you.